Welcome to Your Ultimate Life Podcast, where we help you break free from mediocrity and create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. Get your free video series at yourultimatelife.ca.
Hello there, and welcome to this episode of Your Ultimate Life, the podcast dedicated to helping you create a life of purpose, prosperity, and joy. This is episode 863, and I'm grateful to have as a guest that a person that I respect and admire and who was here a few months ago. Welcome to the show, Dr. Mort.
Well, thanks for having me back, Kellen.
You're delightfully welcome. I'm grateful. Welcome, and I'm grateful for the work that you're doing to add good to the world. So today we're going to focus, usually I ask people, you know, how do you add good to the world? And we're going to focus in on one particular thing that you're doing today, although we'll cover some other stuff too. What's the news? What is going on in Mort's life that has now become this year's excitement?
Yeah, well, as you know, I've spent the last 40 years, in addition to being a medical doctor, helping people to get rid of anger and stress from their life. And particularly in the last 2 years, I've really been focused on anger. I really see a need. You know, there's so much anger in the world today that we all see every day. It's causing so much trouble in families around the world. There's really a need for something that really helps people get rid of the unnecessary anger that's all around. And so I've been focusing on that the last 2 years. I've developed a coaching program where I can show people how to do that in 10 one-hour sessions. And that's been very successful. I've been very happy with that. But I decided to actually try to get that information out in a wider scope by writing a book where I try to convey everything that I teach in that coaching program in the book. And I've just completed all the work on it. It's getting ready to go up on Amazon and other outlets. And I'm really excited about having that out in the world where I can touch people's lives one by one. Anybody that gets a hold of that book or comes in contact with that book could change their life. In fact, the title is Dr. Orman's Life-Changing Anger Cure. So the goal is to change as many lives as possible. And the title just comes out and says it.
Well, you know, what is it that made you decide? I mean, you have a broad experience as an internal medicine physician and decades of practice. What made you focus right now on anger?
Well, it's always been an interest of mine because I suffered from anger a lot when I was in my 20s and 30s. And it was very demoralizing to me because I had always been successful at anything I put my mind to. And I just couldn't deal with I couldn't stop being angry. I couldn't control my anger. It was causing problems in lots of areas of my life. I would even get angry at my patients sometimes in the beginning part of my career. So it always frustrated me that I couldn't do anything about it. And then the other thing is, you know, as a doctor, you're seeing patients every day, and you can tell the angry ones from the not angry ones. And then you follow over time, you follow this large group of people over time, and you see what happens to them, you know. And it became very clear very quickly in my practice that the people who were most angry had, you know, the most health problems, and their families would fall apart and their businesses would fall apart, and they just wouldn't be happy. And, you know, and then I'm sitting there with my own anger issues and saying, you know, I see what's coming if I don't do something about it.
Okay. Like, right. I see this developing for me.
Yes. So that drove me into personal development work, which I did for a couple of years. And I was fortunate. I was able to cobble together a bunch of stuff from different sources, eventually hit upon something that really worked. Just shocked the hell out of me that it actually worked. and all of a sudden, over a short period of time, you know, like I stopped being angry. And it was like this amazing transformation that I never would have believed possible. And in fact, I didn't believe it was possible at the time. I just thought I was always be that way. But once I came through the other side and I had lost most of the anger, again, as a doctor, you realize this has to get out in the world. We have to tell people that this is available, that it's not a life sentence. You know, if you have an angry disposition, or you happen to have circumstances in life where you grew up and became angry, you're not stuck with it. There's actually, it's not even that hard to get rid of it if you just know the right levers, you know, to pull, and you know, have the right insights into what's really going on, which is fortunately I was able to hit upon.
So you've said several things that I want to dig into a little bit more. Some people believe, and not only about anger, but other aspects of their personality, that they're stuck with them. In other words, the phrase, that's just the way I am, like it's some, like you mentioned, life sentence and, you know, stamped on your forehead.
Yeah.
And you're disputing that. You're saying, well, not only with anger, maybe other things too, but we're focused on anger. The fact that you have a habit of being angry about a lot of things and having it be a big part of your life is not a life sentence, and you don't have to stay that way if you don't want to. And I want to make sure that's what you're claiming, that even though I've done it a long time and in a lot of situations, I don't have to stay that way.
Yep. And I'm claiming it because it became true for me. Now, when I was in my anger phase, I wouldn't have believed, if you told me that, I wouldn't have believed it. I would have believed that I'm always going to be that way. And I did believe I was always going to be that way. It just, because everything I tried didn't work, and I tried a lot of stuff, and I was a pretty intelligent guy, was well-educated. I'm a doctor, you know, I can fix things. I couldn't fix this. So my conclusion was, well, it's just, it just must be my personality, just must be who I am. So it's a hard thing to just hear somebody say and embrace it until you actually experience it for yourself. And then you go like, oh my God, that was true. That I didn't realize I had this enormous potential inside of me to not be angry, that I didn't know how to get in touch with. I didn't even know it was there. And if you'd asked me, I told you it wasn't there. But then it turns out it was there all along. I just eventually figured out how to access it. And then as I work with other people, I realize it's in every one of us. We all have these reservoirs of potential to do things that seem impossible if we just have the right help or the right guidance or the right, you know, set of insights or strategies. And then all of a sudden, this miraculous, you know, it's like Tony Robbins says, awaken the giant within. You know, it's like it actually happens.
So you have a something that you're saying there. It's multifaceted, and we're not going to have time today to dig into all of them. But you said people have these great reservoirs of potential inside of them that are not only having to do with anger, but in many areas. And when they're in the middle of their existence right now, they don't believe. I can't do this. That's impossible. No matter what gets said to them. And then you said when they make this discovery, you have this reservoir and potential. In addition to discovering that it's there, what role does a decision or declaration or commitment or some other word that means, you know, personal, I'm going to do this, what role does that play in making this, giving me the ability to tap this reservoir?
Well, it's not the kind, you can't just say it and have it happen. You can't just declare it. You know, when President Kennedy said we're going to put a man on the moon in 10 years, he just said it. You know, so he declared the possibility into being. But if that's all that happened, you know, we wouldn't have done it. It then put into motion a whole bunch of things, and a lot of people did a lot of work, and they discovered how to do things that we didn't know how to do and how to put things together that we didn't know how to put together, and then eventually they did it. So it was like that for me. When I had this inkling from the personal development work that I was doing, you know, maybe that there's something that I could do about this, but I didn't believe it. But I charted a course that said, well, if it were true, here are some things I could do that might help bring it out. I don't think it's going to work, but I want to give it a try. And lo and behold, it actually surprised me. It worked. But I did the things, you know, I did this self-examination, the self-awareness. I put myself in kind of, I made myself like a little laboratory, a personal development laboratory, where I experimented on myself, you know, trying out different ideas and different strategies. And eventually I landed on things that said, oh my God, when I do this, I don't have as much anger. Or when I look at things this way, I don't have as much anger. And that's not the way I'm programmed to look at them. But if I reframe it or look at it differently, oh my God, I'm not angry anymore. That's amazing. That's amazing. And so with having those kind of personal awakenings and experiences is what gave me the evidence that there really was that potential inside. Because if it hadn't materialized and become real, it would have just been a fantasy, you know?
So you've said another couple things in that explanation that I really like. which is you didn't necessarily believe it to start with, but you said, kind of like the good science approach, you know, well, if there were a path, it would look like this, and I'm going to try these experiments. I'm going to see. So tell me some more.
It was worse than that. I actually believed it would not work. My goal was to prove it wouldn't work. And I screwed it up.
to everybody's blessing. That reminds me of a story. I have a book right here about, it's called The Wedge. And it's written by a guy who explores people that do the limits of human performance and endurance. And it's right here. His name is Scott Carney, The Wedge. Anyway, he started on a journey with that Dutchman, Wim Hof, you know, the crazy Dutchman, the breathing technique guy, and he does ice baths, and he climbed Kilimanjaro shirtless and minus 30 wind chill and that sort of stuff, right? His assignment was to go prove that this guy was bogus and didn't work, couldn't do it, full of crap. And instead, it was the other way around. And now he's written this whole book on saying, you know, there's been 1,000 now studies at university and it's anything but bogus. It's like the real deal.
Yeah.
So that's what it reminded me.
It shocked the hell out of me that it worked. And again, that was part of why, you know, it was such a life-changing thing for me. I talk about it. I talk about the experience or similar experiences I had is literally, it's like feeling like you're walking on the moon for the first time. Something you never dreamed would ever be possible for you as a human being. And then there you, one day you're doing it and it crushes all those myths that you didn't have the ability, you know, that you didn't have the potential. And then from that point, it's like, okay, well, let me find out if other people can do this. And that's what I did also. So I started teaching other people and lo and behold, they could reproduce the same thing that I did by me sharing some of the things that I had learned and understood. And it worked for them too. So that's what led me to the coaching and then speaking and workshops, all the stuff I've done over the years, and then culminating in this book, which, and as you know, I've written a bunch of books. This is probably going to be my best book because I think it's going to have the most impact on people's lives.
Well, one of the things that's really apparent to me is your excitement. So as I watch you talk about this, it's like you talk faster than you normally talk. You try to stuff more words in every second of the sentence because of your commitment, your excitement to this. And I feel like you just are bubbling over with the yearning for everybody to realize this is not some hype where people are, you know, hyping crap that's not real, but there's a real pot of gold here. And it's obvious to me, and it might appear that way to others. So I want you to talk about that excitement and why you are so excited and committed to this cure, and I'm using that word on purpose, for pervasive, pernicious, destructive anger.
Well, you know, when you spend 50 years as a doctor, as I have, okay, and, and a good chunk of that was practicing medicine, and you know that you're in the business of saving lives, it's very satisfying and gratifying. And then you reach a point where you retire from the active practice of medicine. And a lot of times doctors will go, well, I guess that puts an end to my life-saving opportunities.
Right.
To me, it had the opposite effect. It's like, oh, now I have a chance to save more lives, you know, because when I was practicing, maybe I had 1,000 patients in my practice. You know, then that was the community that I was impacting. But now I really feel like I'm saving. When I teach somebody how to stop getting angry, I know it could save their marriage. I know it could give them a great relationship with their kids where there might have been estrangements and conflicts and tension in that relationship. I know it can improve their health. I know it might keep them from getting in a fight with somebody someday where they might lose their life. You know, literally. You know, you can save somebody's life if you convert them from being somebody that frequently gets angry to somebody who rarely gets angry because they're less likely to get involved in some kind of a violent situation. So I literally feel like I'm still in the business of changing lives, saving lives, increasing people's health, you know, having them be happier, healthier, you know, saving marriages. So it's just, and I'm not tied down by all my professional responsibilities. time commitments that I used to have, you know?
So I do.
I'm freed up to do more of this kind of work, which to me is like really exciting. You know, it's funny. I was out on the West Coast last summer in Washington State. I live in Florida, but we vacationed in Washington State. I was playing golf one day and I got matched up with a young guy in his like mid-20s, just the two of us playing. And we're standing on like the third or fourth tee box waiting to tee off for the fairway to clear. And he asked me, you know, he started asking me what I was doing. And I said, I'm a doctor. You know, I've spent many years treating people when they got sick, but I've developed a bunch of skill sets over the years where now I can help keep people prevent them from getting sick and not just take care of them once they get sick. And I explained it to him and he goes like, wow, boy, that's the kind of doctor I'd like to have.
You know,
so I kind of feel like I'm being that doctor of the future, you know, where he can not just knows how to patch you up, but also knows how to take care of some things like stress and anger, you know, that have a big toll on people's health. And you can actually prevent a lot of illness if you could straighten those things out for large numbers of people.
So let's talk a little bit about, we've talked about how powerful this truth is. So the truth here says you can eliminate anger from your life. And the effects of that truth are saved relationships, marriages, happiness, illness, fights, all that other stuff. So let's assume that that's true for the moment. And those that might be skeptical, yeah, so what? Just assume it for a minute. So let's talk about, and we can see, obviously, well, if that were true, what a cool thing that would be. But I am certain that a lot of people's minds immediately go to, you know, some kind of management or stuffing anger or, you know, counting to 10 or some other thing that we've heard. And I want to talk about, I want you to talk about the difference and maybe use some specifics about why this is so different and so much more effective in terms of actually eliminating instead of, you know, rechanneling, saving it and getting mad later or whatever some other method might be. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, it's funny. Every time I meet somebody new or I'm on an interview or something and I say that I deal with anger, help people with anger, almost everybody assumes, well, you do anger management, right? And I said, no.
Right.
I do not do anger management. I don't think anger management is all that powerful because it mainly deals with symptoms, you know? And as anybody knows, and Lord, I, as a physician, I mean, a lot of times that's all we were able to do because we really didn't have cures for things, but we can manage symptoms. But if you really ask people, if you have a problem in life, and it's a serious problem, would you rather just spend the rest of your life managing the symptoms every day and having to do that over and over and over again every day and the problem's never going to go away? Or would you rather get at the root causes, figure out what those are, correct those, and so the problem just isn't there anymore? And then there's nothing to manage. There's nothing to worry about. Well, do I suppress my anger or do I express my anger? If you weren't getting angry, you wouldn't have that problem. So that's what I'm shooting for. That's what I like to teach people how to do. Hey, how about if we just teach you how to stop getting angry, and then all these other problems and choices and decisions you have to make are just going to drop away because you're not going to have the anger to have to deal with anymore. And that's what's, again, part of what's so exciting to me about this is if you can relieve people of the burden of the anger, then they're going to be so much better off. They're so freed up, you know, in their lives, not just to have good marriages and relationships and careers, but I mean, to do creative things, to whatever they're put on the earth to, you know, make happen. They're not being dragged. They don't have this big anchor of anger, you know, dragging them down or keeping them right from blossoming. So you really, not only do you save lives, but you actually release the greatness in people, release the powerfulness in people to go out and do more good stuff, you know?
I love it. So let's talk a little bit about specifically. So I understand from what you've said, the benefits. I understand that you're talking about getting rid of the problem instead of just managing symptoms, which is a typical approach. Yeah. I want you to talk a little bit about how that happens. What is so different about what you have discovered?
Well, it has to do with how we think about how we've been trained, actually brainwashed, to think about causes. So we've got this kind of insufficient model for understanding a lot of causes, but particularly our emotions. And by that, I mean, we're kind of taught to focus on the external situations that trigger us. And we all know about triggering. We all have been triggered. We all know we can see the external triggering event. We can feel the emotion in our bodies. And it looks like, you know, direct cause effect thing. And we think that's what it is. We think the external situation, what people do, what they say, what they fail to do, what they promised to do and didn't do, blah, 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 mistakes they made, stupid things they did. We think all that stuff is what's causing our emotions. And it's a distorted view of the causes. It's only half of the causes. There's a couple other causes that go on inside of us that we don't see. And it's like not having it's like not having the full set of puzzle pieces. You're trying to put a puzzle together. You're never going to do it. You know, if you're missing half the puzzle pieces. Well, that's what it's like when we try and deal with anger, anxiety, fear, you know, guilt, any of those kind of powerful negative emotions. We would love to get rid of them sometimes, but we're only working with half the puzzle pieces, and so we fail. And that part of where we get to this conclusion that, oh, well, I guess I'm always going to be that way. No, if you had all the puzzle pieces, you'd figure it out.
So what you're telling me is I'm programmed from the beginning. Yeah. Doesn't matter what the emotion is. X, Y, Z happened. That's their fault. They did this. Therefore, I'm angry. Automatically, there is this thing happened, or somebody did or didn't do X, Y, Z, and I am angry about that. Yes. As if there is a cause-effect relationship. Their activity caused my emotion, anger.
That's how we've been trained to think.
And we are programmed all the way, and now you're telling me that's all wrong.
That's wrong. What people don't understand is there are obvious causes of our emotions, and there's invisible causes of our emotions. And they don't know how to, and A, they don't even know that there are invisible causes. And B, they don't know how to identify them, because that's what's causing actually the emotion. It's the invisible causes inside us that's actually creating the chemical reactions in our bodies that we feel as the emotions. It's not the external event. And you know, everybody knows this, because you can be standing next to a friend and you both witness the same event. One of you gets rip-roaring angry. And the other one goes like, well, what's the matter with you? There's nothing here to be angry about. They both saw the same event. They witnessed the same exact event at the same time with the same human eyes. And one of them had a set of internal causes get triggered and the other one didn't. And it was those internal causes that produced the emotion of anger in the person that got angry. And the person that didn't get angry didn't have those things occur for them. The whole thing's invisible. You don't see it.
All right. So I want to take that. I'm going to say something with you about that. And that is, what you're saying is the thing out there, whatever it is, doesn't have a hook into my emotions. It is a thing all by itself. It can't. The thing that causes my body to react and get up tense or upset or create neurotransmitters is inside of me. Like there's no string between that event and my emotional reaction.
There is a connection, because the external event, you know, somebody says something nasty to you, criticizes you in public, you know, the Will Smith slap, you know,
right.
You know, somebody tells a joke, you know, about your spouse and you didn't appreciate it. Those are all real things that happen. They trigger our bodies. They trigger the internal causes. So there is a connection. You know, but the outside thing doesn't have the power by itself to cause the emotion without the internal things being triggered. And that's where everybody goes wrong. They don't understand the mechanism of how our emotions get created, and they don't know what those internal causes are to be able to get their hands on them and say, okay, now what can I do with these? If I can understand what they are, what possibilities does that open up for me in terms of dealing with my anger that I didn't have when I didn't know what those are?
All right. So I get it. It wouldn't happen in the absence of some external event. Now, I understand that you can't teach what you have written in the book, and I've had the opportunity to read the book. So and I absolutely think it's fabulous and wonderful, and I'm grateful that you wrote it, and I think it'll do all the good that you think it will. But give us, I'm going to have you after this tell us where to get it and all that other stuff. But I want you to give us a flavor. Like, so you've told me there's an event, it triggers something in me, and there's two or three pieces to that triggering in me, it sounded like. So give us a flavor about how that works so that people can get a sense of this, and then we'll talk about where to get the book and all that good stuff.
Okay, so the standard common sense thing we've been brainwashed to believe is events cause our emotions. One, two, you know, cause, effect. Somebody says something nasty to us, tells a bad joke that we didn't like or offend somebody. We feel the emotion. A causes B. One, two. The truth is our emotions are caused by a four-step process. There's the triggering event, which is one. There's the feeling in our body, which is four. And steps two and three are the ones I'm talking about that are invisible in our bodies. And step two is how we filter what we see or what's going on outside of us. So we don't see it exactly the way it is. We see it in however our bodies and our brains and our conditioning has caused us to view it or think about it. So it gets kind of changed. It gets kind of distorted a little bit. And that's the reality that we perceive inside. And then the second invisible step is our brains tell us that it's absolute. What's coming through our filters isn't really filtered. It's truth. It's real reality with no filter.
Okay, so I'm gonna repeat that back because I want to make sure that I understand it and that it's clear. So something happens.
Yep.
What you're saying is it's like wearing polarized lenses. I don't see all of what happens. I see some filtered version. Correct. And the filter isn't, you know, like polarized lenses. It is whatever I have been taught to believe, think, understand, my set of past experiences, all that crap that I've lived through in my life has given me a perceptual filter. And the event that happened, there's no question about that, it passes through my filter before I perceive it.
Feel it.
And the second thing you said, I haven't felt anything yet. It's just passed through this filter, and it's not distorted a little bit. It's completely realigned in accordance with my sets of filters.
Yes.
And then the second part is I have this completely unfounded belief that my twisted version is absolutely correct.
There you have it, right? That's where anger comes from.
Okay. So something happened. Doesn't matter what it is.
It's where every other emotion comes from too.
All right. So I twist it all around and then I say, this is what happened.
And this is true.
And it's true.
Yes.
All right. So it's not surprising.
It gets worse.
Okay.
Anger gets worse. Okay.
Go ahead.
That's how anger gets created. But now here's the next step. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When we feel angry, we feel like that's validating that we're right. So it's a double stamp of truth because our feeling now, so we have this false perception that causes most of the time that causes our anger or distorted perception, incomplete perception that causes our anger. So it's not completely true.
Mm-hmm.
So our anger is coming from things that aren't perceptions that aren't totally accurate. Our brain tells us, forget that, it's 100% accurate.
Right.
You have your own news reporter telling
right.
you.
Right, right.
Here's the news to believe. Don't worry about what anybody else is saying. This is what I want you to believe. And then we feel angry. And then the anger makes us feel that we're justified in how we saw things.
Oh, okay. All right. So then the fact that I'm indignant, it's just sort of this righteous indignation righteous indignation, and the righteous is my own stamp. All right. So it's not very, you know, this is not by no means a complete explanation, but it's an inkling of how, and you know this because you've gotten into an argument over politics or religion or any of those things over some family dinner, and people are all swearing that they're right and everybody else is the stupidest thing that ever breathed there. And yet when someone else looks at it, you know, it's like playing chess over your shoulder. You can see all the moves.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So this is a fabulous introduction.
Now, let me just add one thing here.
Go ahead.
Yes, it's true that we all have our individual influences on our filters. But when it comes to anger, there are some socially shared programming. So everybody has the same filters that causes anger pretty much. Now they have maybe little variations on the theme, but there's three main themes of filters that cause anger in everybody and have been causing anger for thousands of years and will cause anger for the next several thousand years. So if you understand those three filters and how they work, anytime you get angry, you will know automatically, here's exactly what I know why I'm angry. I know I'm thinking this way, this way, and this way. And it has to be. You'll never get angry if you don't think those ways or you perceive through those filters, which you believe to be true. But if you actually stop for a minute and ask yourself, are they really true? You usually find out, well, not completely.
So this is a fabulous teaser and introduction. And yes. I want you now to take time to tell everybody everything about where to find whatever they might want to know about this mystery that you have solved about how to eliminate, not put Band-Aids on the symptoms, but eliminate by choice the root causes of anger in your life. Where can people find out more?
Yeah, they can find out at any bookseller after April 1st of 2024. They can go to any bookseller and just get the book, Dr. Orman's Life-Changing Anger Cure. And I lay out in great detail what the three filters are, how you can recognize them, what you can do with that information. Then I give people a little system, a four-step system that they can use. First step of which is, you know, once you identify the three filters, here's what you can do now that you know that, so that you can make your anger go away whenever you want. And if you practice that and do that over time, you'll rewire your brain. So you actually will stop getting angry at things that trigger you now. You know, 6 months from now or a year from now, the triggering is not going to be as strong, and eventually it can go away. Things that used to trigger me like crazy when I was younger don't bother me at all anymore, because I've practiced with this methodology and have rewired my brain so that I just see them differently now. I see them more honestly, more truthfully than the ways that I used to see them that were kind of distorted, and I didn't know what the distortions were, that they were even going on. But now I do. And so I've been able to put in corrections and practice remembering those corrections. And you actually become a different person, and how you view the world changes slowly over time. It doesn't happen immediately. And then you literally don't get triggered anymore by stuff that used to trigger you. Now, you still get triggered by some things. I'm not saying I never get triggered. But if I get triggered now, I know exactly where it's coming from, know exactly what the internal causes are. I know exactly what the filters are. I know how to step in, take control, make the anger go away. So anger for me, if I do get angry, which is rare, maybe last 15 minutes. And then I know how to make it go away. I don't go to bed angry. I don't spend weeks being angry or months or years being angry at people, because I know how to break the whole thing up, and I know how to figure out what's true and what's not true. And that solves the problem.
Yeah. Well, I love it. So bookstores and where else?
That's the
Amazon.
Amazon. Yeah, definitely.
Where can they find out more? Because you talked about a coaching program and other stuff. Where can they find out about that?
They can go to my website, docorman.com, docorman.com. And they can find out more about me, more about the book, more about the services and programs that I offer. And that's the best place for people to go if they want to find out more.
How about if they want to get on your list? Because I've been on your list for many years and I enjoy the emails.
Yes. In the book, there's five free gifts, I believe. And when you get the book, you can sign up to get these five free gifts. That'll put you on, not only will you get the gifts, but that'll put you on my email list. And I will send emails out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, where I pick a topic and I break it in three parts and I discuss it during the week. And if they're getting too many emails, they can always unsubscribe anytime they want. But that's really a good way to get on my list right now, is to get the book, sign up for the free gifts, which are kind of cool. And then the bonus that will get you on my list.
Well, I can tell you, having known Mort for many years, that being on his list is fun. It's not too many emails, and it's not a bunch of hype, and it's not a bunch of sales stuff. So I would say, without reservation, this is a cool thing to do. And I also recommend the book and the anger cure method, because I've read it thoroughly. I understand it, and I know that it works, and I believe wholeheartedly in the work the mission and the person that is giving it to you, which is here with me on the show. Mort, I want to thank you for coming and being with me today.
Sure. My pleasure, as always.
All right. So I want to encourage you to listen a couple of times. Like, this is not one of those shows where we, obfuscate stuff or don't give you. It's just too big to do in a 30-minute episode. And we've even run a little long on this, and that's okay. But get the book. No longer do you need to let anger control your life. Have it be this anchor that gets in the way in social situations or in work situations, personal situations, or any of that stuff. This is absolutely something I would recommend that you get as a powerful tool on the way to creating your ultimate life.
Open your heart and this time around.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. We hope that you take it deeply into your heart and decide for yourself how you can create anything you desire. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends. As always, we'd love to hear your feedback and topic suggestions. Until tomorrow, this is Your Ultimate Life with host Kellen Flukiger.
Stand with your heart in the sky and your feet